Everything Marvel TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to cbltw.blogspot.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything Marvel TV. I'm your host, Chris, the Media Man. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the Survivor David vs. Goliath recap right here on Everything Marvel TV. And actually, I'm doing this podcast recording a day early because I decided, you know what, I'm still awake and I'm wide awake at the moment. And I'm going to record this the night before. So this way you have it right on time as of today, as you are listening to this actual podcast for you guys as well. Actually, I was thinking about going live on Instagram just to show you guys what I do with the podcast. Maybe I will. I'll kind of sneak in there as I am talking through this crazy episode of Survivor David vs. Goliath. It was crazy. I gotta say that. It was a crazy episode. And it was just wild. It was one wild episode after another. Like it was just insane. I would say this is like an episode of the blind side, probably. I think it was lots of blind sides that were going on as well. It was crazy. It was insane. And I enjoyed it. I actually did enjoy this episode of Survivor David vs. Goliath. And actually, as we speak, I'm actually doing an Instagram video while here. So yeah, you can follow me on Instagram too, at Crispy on the Web, if you guys want to see more content, behind the scenes, pictures, because I am actually live on Instagram at the moment while I'm recording this episode. So kind of cool, doing some little bit behind the scenes for you guys, and you guys kind of get to see what happens as well. So it was someone, I don't know who said it exactly, because of course at the start it seems to go, it's very quick, it's very fast, it's a wild start to the episode as usual. And someone said it was an epic tribal. It was. Dan was voted out. Obviously Dan was actually voted out of the game and sent to jury, and it wasn't the end of it too. I know this was probably not going to be the end of it, because someone else was going to be sent to jury as well, because from here on out it is a jury situation right now. And we are, after this episode, we are at 5 jury members currently. I believe it's 5 jury members at the moment that we have. And okay. And then also Christian said the vantage was played correctly, so meaning all the vantages were played very correctly. It was played when it was supposed to be played, and everything worked out to their advantage. They were able to get Dan out when they wanted to, so everything did work out very, very well for them as well. And then also Carl said this should go down as like the biggest move in Survivor history. Definitely, because I don't think Dan never saw it coming. Dan never saw it coming, and I think he was blindsided. I think he was actually very, very, very blindsided by this completely. So I think he was very blindsided by the vote, obviously. So where was I saying? And then Angelina said having, you know, Alliance pretty well stab you in the back is not good. So obviously she felt betrayed. She kind of felt like she was backstabbed as well. So she thought, you know, she felt like she was being backstabbed and whatnot by her Alliance and all that. But it is definitely, you know, it's part of the game. You gotta backstab, you gotta lie, you gotta cheat in the game. Well, not cheat, but you know what I mean. You have to lie, you have to backstab in the game. It's all part of Survivor. That's what I say. It is very much part of Survivor and part of the experience as well. And then Goliath tried. Will show. Okay, then obviously, talking about the Goliath tribe, I guess when the obviously, they're still, I think we're still talking David versus Goliath. I think David versus Goliath is over at this point. David versus Goliath is over at this point. I just don't see it being, I think it's not David versus Goliath anymore. It is definitely every man for themselves, or every woman for themselves, obviously. So Nick said there's gonna be another idol out there, which is true. Every time an idol is used, there is always another idol that is put into play. We all know that by now. We know that it's gonna happen. We know it's gonna happen. Like, they're gonna put another idol up there for someone to find, and then someone's going to find it, and then they'll have it if in case they need to use it down the road, obviously. So Carl went out. So it was Nick and Carl, I think. It was Nick and Carl that went out looking for the idol. The second idol he went out looking for. And obviously found a clue to the idol. It said they covered all the other side of the island, so now they're going to work on this side, obviously. And then, of course, that's when they found, he found the clue to it. Obviously, it was at a certain point. It was like a very narrow point. And, of course, there was like, they had to look for the flame as well. But the, and then also, of course, Nick said, so it wasn't Carl, it was Davey. Davey was the one that said, to, I guess the Davey and Nick were talking with each other, and they were actually saying, probably gonna have to do it at night when everyone is in bed. So kind of doing what, what's his name? Oh, I'm trying to remember the, I remember the castaway's name that did that at night, went looking for an idol. Oh, he was from recently, big guy, he had a big bushy beard. Ben, I think it was, if I remember correctly, it was Ben from last season. Survivor, which one was it? Survivor, wasn't Ghost Island, was it? I think it might have been Ghost, Let me check, second year. Obviously, I got my computer all set up, ready to go. Ghost Island was with David, Sarah Latina was the one that season. So I believe it was Heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers. That was the episode that he did. And it was. Ben won the season almost one year ago. He won the last season. So obviously that's about a year now that Ben's won that season. But he did the same thing. He went out at night. He looked for an idol and he found an idol. Like, he did that at night. So he was like stealth to make sure, you know, nobody's gonna find him. Nobody's gonna really find him, know that he is looking for an actual idol. He is not looking for an actual idol at the time. So obviously they're gonna have to do it at night. So obviously they said they're gonna do it tonight. Everybody goes to bed and they're going right to the reward challenge, and they are gonna be divided into two teams of five, I believe, where they're going to have to go across a rope. I guess it's like a rope bridge. It's like just made of rope. They're going to have to go across. And then I believe they have to throw three rungs. They have to kind of hook three rungs into, I guess, it's like a rack kind of thing. It kind of goes one, two, three. And then it's like, looks like almost like a ladder almost by the end of it. First try team to do that wins reward. The reward, I didn't catch it because the feed kind of went funny on me as I was actually watching it from the studio today. I was actually watching Survivor David vs. Goliath from the studio today for once. I started to do it from here, not my bedroom. So obviously, you know, I did not catch it, but I kind of caught it afterwards, and they said it was wraps. They were getting wraps. I don't know what was in it. Chicken. I don't know if it was like meat, like what was different meats and all that. I don't know exactly what was in those wraps. I don't really know what was in there. So yeah, the winner gets wraps. I believe they are taken. Where were they? They're taken somewhere. I guess they're taken somewhere for that, and then they had the wraps for the reward. So Alec was for orange, and then Alec, you know, making a quick work of it. Kara for purple. Allison fell off, and then had to go back. Allison struggled, but finally got it. Gabby for orange. Angelina good. Carl was good for purple. And then Davey was good for purple as well. I'm not gonna, like I said. I don't really go through the rewards, the immunity challenges too much, but maybe the immunity challenges, I'll talk a little bit more about it, but reward challenges, I won't. So, obviously, going to who won reward, I believe it was orange that won reward. And then, it was orange that won reward. And then, of course, And like I said, he was the star of the show. He was the star of the show. And then obviously, he's going to capitalize on with the bunch of them, obviously, knowing that, you know, he can maybe get some numbers with them as well. And then also, he also, what was I going to say? Now I'm brain dead on myself. So, of course, David vs. Goliath is over. They're talking about that David vs. Goliath is over now. It is not happening. Like, it is not a thing anymore. Whereas David versus Goliath, and it obviously Goliath has the power, obviously, and then so obviously they are talking about I guess who to get out next. They'll kind of, I don't know who they mentioned. I forget who it was they mentioned, but I know like Carl was kind of ruling the roost a bit as well. He was kind of saying, you know what, we need to get this person out, or we need to get that person out, obviously. And so talking about a few fall and not win immunity. I don't know. So, well, they had an option where, you know, for the immunity, they didn't have to compete in the immunity challenge. They kind of said, you know, don't have to compete in the immunity challenge. But the virtual, what they have to do is stand on a perch, and then from there they have to pretty much hold on to it. While they're on the perch, they're going to hold on to the handle. If they let go of the handle or they fall off the perch, they are eliminated, do not win immunity, and they are vulnerable at tribal council. So, which is interesting. And also, if they feel safe, they can opt out and not compete in the immunity challenge, and they can actually pretty much eat. What, you may ask? They are going to get nachos, a big tray of nachos. I think they had a cold drink, I believe, as well. So Carl, Nick, and Angelina decided, you know what? We feel safe. We're going to compete. We're not going to compete in the challenge. We are going to actually, we're actually going to just eat instead of competing. So, and then of course, I was thinking, really, Carl doesn't want to compete? He wants to eat? That makes no sense. That actually makes no sense to me. Like, why would you not compete and just eat instead? Like, I'm thinking, don't you want to be safe in this game? Like, that's a real tough one. I was kind of questioning it. Like, why would he do that? Like, I thought he would want to actually go for immunity instead, but I guess not. So, obviously, Mike was shaking and drops. Davey drops. Carl said Alec looks like, you know, he's hurting. Kara steps off. Allison's struggling. Steps off the challenge. Jeff also asking Alec, how long will you go? And then Alec said, till he wins. Gabby is in, obviously, I guess, I don't know. Like, she was in tears. And then, of course, Jeff said, is it pain? Obviously, he said, no, she wants to really win this. Alec said, he is going to win. So, obviously, I think Alec was very, very confident. Alec said, you're going to fall to Gabby, and then Gabby got down, and Alec made that kind of, I don't know if he would call it a snark remark, but he said, bye, Abby, I don't know why he said that, and, I just don't know. I just don't know why he said that, why he said, bye, Abby, or bye, Abby. By Gabby. I just don't know why he would say that. So, I don't know. That's kind of strange. So, and then Alec said, you're not going to win, to Christian. And Christian telling a story. I was like, oh, come on. Now I have to hear him blabber on for 20 minutes in this challenge and listen to him go blah, 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 like in a story. But, and then of course, Christian kind of saying, have you, you know, heard of, what is, I forget what he said. Christian asked, probe something. I know that. And Alex said to Christian, you're safe. He said, I know. And then he won't have an opportunity again. So suddenly, Alec drops. And then, Christian wins immunity. So I'm thinking, why the heck did Alec drop when he could have won immunity? But I just don't know. Maybe Alec felt safe enough. Who knows? Maybe he felt safe enough. So you never know. Don't really know what's going through their heads when they're in the challenge, especially. So, and then, where was this? And then, okay, where was I saying? Alec said he should have not, stepped off, obviously. And then they're talking about him already. So obviously, they know Alec is probably going to be one of the big threats to get out at this point. And Carl and Alec said Carl said Alec is who we're going after next. So obviously, the target is Alec at this point. And then Gabby said Carl is... obviously, he is like the control player in this game. He controls the votes. So he has a lot to say what goes on in each and every tribal council, obviously. So Carl's telling Kara to vote for Alec. And then obviously, I think Gabby's saying, why are you talking to Kara to, vote out Alec? Like, obviously, Alec and Kara are very close in this game. So I'm thinking, if you're so close to him, why are you voting for him? Like, that makes no sense to me, right? So, and then Christian's saying, Christian said to Gabby, why be so, paranoid? Christian said Gabby is her ally in the game, but she is quite upset at the moment. Yes, we've seen Gabby get upset quite a lot during the season, but, it's amazing what the game does to you. Like, it is amazing what the game, really does to you during the whole time you are, in this game. You're playing the game as well. So it's amazing what you go through each and every day in the game, especially. So it's very interesting. So Carl is a big threat, obviously talking about, eventually him and Gabby are on a collision course. And Alec says Alec thinks Carl is blinded by power. So obviously thinking that, Carl is like drunk on power, and which we'll get to that shortly as we get to part two of the doubleheader of an episode this week as well. And then of course Alec said, get Christian or Gabby, so I guess maybe get the votes from those guys, obviously. Carl next. They're targeting Carl at this point. Christian said if they get him out, get Alec out, or Christian, or not Christian, Carl out, it'll be hard for him. So, and then talking about, take him out, one last threat in this game, obviously, and then it would make Christian more of a target, more of a threat at this point in this game. Obviously, it will make him more of a threat in this game if you get one of the bigger threats out now. But you're gonna have to get the bigger threats out eventually, because there's only one winner on Survivor. And you can't win with another big threat in the game. So obviously I think now is the best time to start making these big moves. And then they're making big moves now. I don't know who is the next big threat after Alec and Carl. And yes, I know I just said who got evicted, who got voted out, the second part of it. I just don't know who would be the next threat. We're going to talk about that. I'll bring that up towards the end of the podcast tonight. That's tough. That's a good tough question to ask. Who is the next bigger threat to get out of this game? So that is a really good question to ask, especially. So obviously take him out. So Christian said, it will, it really, I guess Christian said, this move will, it's going to really, be dynamic. One dynamic vote again. So at Tribal Council, talking about the immunity challenge, giving up immunity for food. And then obviously also Christian wasn't going to give up the immunity challenge. So also talking about talking to Jeff, it was captive immunity challenge. Also Nick not competing with, obviously Nick and Angelina and Carl not competing. They're eating food, they're having the nachos at this point. So you have a Christian saying it was a calculated risk. Everything is calculated risk on Survivor. It always is. It's always a calculated risk on Survivor. So, and then Angelina, do they trust them? to have food. So, you know, is it worth, you know, giving up Muni for food? Will they vote you out because of it? You know, there's different other little things that they can think of as well. So, where Angelina said, okay, and then, sorry, not Angelina. Alliance have made a calculated tribal council, and then also the tribal lines are divided. Alex said, you know, the new alliances are found and, you know, kept us being, you know, I guess, I don't know what the word is, but I'm looking for. But, you know what I mean, right? So, tribal, Allison is at tribal, obviously talking about tribal council, you know, tribal lines are going to be blurred. You know, who is who's going to be voted out next? Obviously, they talking about, they know who they're going to vote out next. Alec, obviously, he's talking about getting Alec out next. Anyways, they went to the vote. Alec voted for Carl, obviously. And Jeff Talley votes. There were no idols played. It was one vote for Alec, one vote for Carl, two votes for Alec, three votes for Alec, four votes for Alec, five votes for Alec. The 11th person voted out of the survivor, David versus Goliath. And fourth member of the jury was Alec. So, obviously, the lines are clearly blurred, and alliances will definitely be shown. So, that's what Jeff Probst said at the end of that one. So, obviously, the physical threat thing is real. Carl talking about they didn't, you know. And of course, Allison upset. Christian was kind of talking to her, kind of trying to calm her down, obviously. Then obviously with him out, Allison says she is next to go. She's the next physical threat in the game currently. So Allison wants to work with Christian and Gabby, you know, might have missed her opportunity as well. Well, it's never too late to work with anybody, technically. It's not really, you know, late to be working with anybody in this game, technically. So, going to reward challenge, two teams of four. They have to go up a ladder and then dive off. Once everybody's at the buoy or at the ring, they will dive down and release a line of buoys. The first tribe to do that, then obviously they're going to bring the buoys back and they have to find five marked buoys and they have to shoot it into the net. First team to do that wins reward. And the reward is going on a survivor speedboat, tour of the Fijian Islands, fried chicken, there will be beer, obviously, and I was expecting a little bit more than just an open speedboat. It was completely different, and we'll talk about it as I am continuing on with the recap tonight. So, obviously, Christian was not picked, so he has no chance to win reward. Allison was up on the ladder, everybody was jumping off, and then, of course, purple was good. Nick for purple. Carol for orange. Carol got a buoy. And then, of course, you know, it went back and forth to getting the buoys and then going to where they have to shoot it. Orange missed. Mike missed. Purple good. Nick got one and took the lead. And then, obviously, Davey scores. Carl got two. Nick with two as well. So it went really quick. It was a very, very, very quick reward challenge, I think. It went quicker than the Muni challenge that we will be talking about shortly because that Muni challenge went a long time. I bet it really did go very, very, very slow. It was a long challenge. We'll talk about it. So, orange with four. Orange wins reward. Kara, they, you know, could have, you know, picked up the Goliath, but obviously they didn't. And it's great to, you know, reconnect with Carl. So, obviously, maybe, you know, they can work together, possibly, maybe, as well. Mike said, Davey and Carl are in power. And then, of course, you know, they gotta, I guess Mike's gotta figure out which side he's going to be on, because I think in this last part of the episode, I think Mike was the deciding vote. I think Mike was the deciding vote. I think, I'm not totally sure on that, guys. I think he was the deciding vote. We'll get to that briefly in a bit. So, obviously, you know, Carl said Allison is next. Allison has to go next. Davey said he is an athlete. Obviously, you know, they have the four until some of them at camp. Also said some of them at camp are shitty, shitty people. So definitely, I think there is some shitty, shitty people. You know, there is. And that's part of the game, too. You know, there is going to be some shadiness going on in the game. Always will be some kind of shadiness going on in this game, whether you like it or not, right? There's something that's going to... Someone's going to backstab somebody one way or another in this game as well. So they also... The reward challenge, they were happy with the four of them, and then Carl completely drunk. Oh, I wouldn't say completely drunk, but he was drunk. Carl was freaking drunk, and Christian and Gabby said, you know, is it like the five? Christian said, you know, he doesn't really know, really like where the numbers are at. And he said, Carl is, you know, I guess, you know, Carl is like the godfather of this whole game right now. They have to get him out next, you know, and she says she's ready to make a move. So finally, you know, this is probably the best time to start doing this, because don't forget, you have to have a good resume to win this game. You always have to have a good resume to win the game, because, you know, this is about building a resume. From the time jury starts is when you have to start, you know, building your resume to win the game. Especially when jury starts, it's important. Very, very important to do it. And I think she is starting to do that very, very good as well. I think Christian has been building his resume too as well. All of them have. You know, they have to do that at this point of the game. So, Gabby said, Carl... Okay, where was I? So, yeah, Gabby wants to get out Carl and then see Christian and Allison to get Carl out next. Obviously, pick him off one by one. Carl said, you know, not much, you know, scrambling to do tomorrow. Just to get out Allison. So, obviously, they're not going to do much scrambling. They will be able to get Allison out, no problem. So Christian said, we are getting Carl out next. You know, also you make Gabby think that they are voting for Angelina. In perspective, they are really wanting to get out Allison. So obviously that's the move. Christian obviously told Christian said that to Gabby, because you know, he told her you know, they want to get to vote for Angelina, when it's a complete lie. She knew that. She figured it out. It is a complete lie. Christian also said Carl is drunk on power. Yeah, I would say so. He was kind of funny drunk. Actually, I made a Twitter comment. I didn't tweet much tonight, but I did tweet a bit during the episode tonight for you guys. And I was saying, last time I remember someone got drunk on Survivor was either Rupert Boneham from All Stars that got really, really smashed during a reward challenge. I don't remember if there was anyone else that got smashed like that during a reward challenge that soon. Well, maybe Johnny Fairplay. You know, I know Jeff said, Fairplay, are you drunk or are you smashed or something? Like, it was pretty funny. It was pretty funny that you know, it was pretty funny. So yeah. Okay, and then Kara and Allison, Gabby, him, Christian are going to obviously vote for Carl, and then Mike, obviously Mike as well. Of course, if Mike does not screw him over. So Christian said to vote Angelina, but then that's when obviously he told Gabby what was really going on with this whole vote. And then Gabby said, do they think she's stupid? Angelina said they are down to, you know, getting Carl out. One third of you know, obviously getting talking about the one third is left. So obviously, oh sorry, one third of rice is left. That's what Angelina was saying. They are pretty well out of rice at this point. And that doesn't happen too often where they run out of rice. They just do not run out of rice too often anymore. They do not run out of rice too often. I think that happened once before, or a couple times before, where they had to do that. I remember that in Australian Outback. That's what I'm trying to think. It was the Australian Outback is where I remember that happening. It's probably happened later seasons I've seen too. Probably has happened where they've been out of ration of rice and you know, stuck. They had to get more rice they have to get give up some of their personal items. And I remember Kobe Donaldson giving up his Texas flag for rice, obviously. I don't know if he got it back after the show or not, or that was kept by production, who knows. But Angelina says she is going to make, you know, an offer to Jeff. We're going to start low and then kind of move up. First offer she gave Jeff was a small pot. There, obviously the fishing rod, fishing gear, coffee and tea. Jeff said, you know, this is what his counter offer was. If someone would be willing to sacrifice immunity, then he will give them rice and rations for the rest of the season. And who is going to volunteer? Obviously, who is willing to, volunteer to, you know, not win immunity this time around? Angelina says she's willing to do it, so she was sacrificing herself for immunity this time around. And then, of course, so she was sitting out. She says she is the decoy vote. Davey and Christian, Carl, and I think someone else as well. Gabby, Allison, Mike. So those five I mentioned earlier are going to vote Carl out of this game. So Christian, you know, has turned it around. And then, of course, Kara falls off. And then Mike has to go back. And then Davey got all three bags of puzzles. Carl across. Kara, Allison, Christian, Nick, and Mike were good. Gabby across. Allison swapping out letters at the time. So obviously she figured she wasn't going to be right, so she swapped them out. And then Mike and Gabby, you know, putting letters in. Carl not right. Allison with a big reaction. And then Davey wins immunity, so he is safe from tribal council. He will not be voted out. So Angelina feels like, you know, she won. She made the deal with Jeff, and then can take out Allison next. And they said she won't, it won't be a big deal. And obviously talking about we're gonna get out Allison tonight, but really they're gonna get out Carl. Like, they are talking about getting Carl out this time around. And then Mike said there is no two camps, so it's kind of pretty well, you know, divided. The two are divided up at this point. And then Mike was actually complaining. The part that he hates about being out here is that he gets sand in his beard. You're gonna get sand in your beard, definitely, if you're out there playing the game of Survivor, definitely. So Christian said Mike is an actor in Hollywood. You know, obviously Gary checked it, five solid. So also there were, along as Mike does not screw him over. Gabby's an emotional young woman. She was mentioning that as well. And then she is pretty well running his name down. If he comes back to camp, then, you know, everything will be exposed, which is true. Everything will be exposed if Carl does come back to camp. Community, everyone. So at the immunity challenge, was it immunity challenge? And then, was that immunity challenge or was that tribal? I think I missed them. What the heck? Okay, also tribal council, I guess. They're talking about everyone voted for Alec. Are they going to, you know, vote for the same person again? Also, tribal is like a, tribal is kind of like a, I'm not sure what the exact word it is, but it's hard to pronounce that word too. Talking about Allison as well, how she's going to feel hungry after this. She hasn't had scrambled eggs in a while. And also talking about there will be no check-ins. Vote is locked in. And then, you know, get out the last male Goliath, possibly. So they were talking about that as well. And then going on reward, who's loyal to who. And then also Nick and for the rest of them as well. And then plan for tonight's vote is, I guess, solid. And then, of course, they did the vote. Angelina voted for Allison, obviously. And then Gabby voted for Carl. Tally the votes. No idols were played again. We know that Nick and Christian have an idol at this point of the game. And it was not used. So the votes. One vote for Allison. Two votes for Allison. One vote for Carl. Two votes for Carl. Three votes for Allison. Four votes for Allison. Three votes for Carl. Four votes for Carl. The 12th person voted out. And the fifth member of the jury was Carl. So, and I know I kind of messed it up. I said 10th person voted out. Well, according to the Wikipedia, it says 10th person voted out. Wait, what does it say? A second here. Let's go back. I think it was 10th person. No, 10th person. Yeah, 10th person voted out and the 5th member. Yeah, that's right. That's what it said. That's what Jeff said too. So, we are now down to 8. We are now down to 8 people in this game. So it is getting down to the wire this season. It is definitely getting down to the wire. So next week, they are going to, family will bring, you know, kind of have the loved ones visit. Also, betrayal. There'll be some betrayal as well that will bring, I guess alliance is wide open as well. So that will be interesting as well. I'm looking forward to that. Sorry I didn't make sense tonight. I'm just all over the place. I got to get my shit together, obviously. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It was a good episode. I enjoyed it. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. So with that, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this extended version of Everything About TV. If you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the audio only feed. Also, you can follow me on social media at Crispy on the Web, on Twitter and Instagram. I'll see you guys next week for another episode of the Survivor David vs. Goliath recap right here on Everything About TV. Have a good weekend, guys. We'll see you guys next week. Bye for now.